Okay, again, we're up to Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. We are up to the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. Ketzad Mizamnin. What is the Nusach for Zimun? Ketzad Mizamnin. So this says in the Mishnah, B'shloshim, B'shloshim, you say Nevarech, Nevarech. When you have three people sitting down in front of you, you say the word Nevarech, She'achalnu Mishalo. Now, what's the mile of saying the word Nevarech? Nevarech means all of us. You include yourself. You are no different. You are including yourself in the group. B'shloshim and Nevarech. B'shloshim, if you have four people, you do not say Nevarech. And this everything, don't get scared. You can hear me? Okay, better? Let's get my feedback. B'shloshim Omer Nevarech. Better? B'shloshim you say Nevarech. Nevarech means us. You're including yourself in the group. B'shloshim v'hu. If there are four people, then you say v'hu Omer Baruch Hu. Now, what is Baruch means? You. You bless Hashem. Why is Baruch Hu different than Nevarech? Because when you say Baruch Hu, the people, they don't need you. When there are three people, they can do Zimun. If you are part of the group, if you are part of the three, there are only two other people plus yourself, the other two people need you. Therefore, the only way we can bless Hashem is if I include myself in the group. It's Nivarech. We are in the group. But if there are four people, the three people do not need you. They are independent of you. Therefore, the Gemara, the Mishnah at least, and the symbol on the saying of the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to challenge us when it seems to say that it's better or it's permitted to say Baruch Hu. You, three people who are independent and do not need me, you should bless Hashem for the food that we have eaten. Baruch Hu.
4 to 10?
What?
4 to 10.
4 through 9. 4 through 9, you say Baruch Hu. You, Basara, let's say there are 10 people, then you add Hashem's name, you say Nevarech Elokeinu, you add Hashem's name, and being that there are exactly 10 people, 9 plus yourself, the 9 people, if you just turn it up backwards, turn the machine backwards, totally backwards. No, the other way around. The other way around, right, because there's a feedback, right, okay, no. Facing that way, right, because this getting a lot of feedback. If you say Baruch Hu, if you say Asara Omer Nivarech, there are 10 people, then you say Nivarech Elokeinu. Again, you say the word Nivarech because they don't need you. The Asara V'hu, if there are 11 people, so the 10 people do not need you. If there are 9 plus yourself, so the 9 people need you. Can you hear me? Yeah. If there's 9 plus yourself, the 9 people need you. Therefore, you have to say Nivarech. You have to include me. Nivarech means us. Include me in the quorum. Then you say, and now that there are 10, you say Elokeinu. We ask, sir, if there are 11 people, there are 10 people plus yourself. Then you say Baruch Hu. Period. Next halacha. Achad Asara. I'm sorry. Echad Asara. The Echad Asara Riba. Whether you have 10 people or you have 10 times 10,000. In other words, 100,000 people. It's the same exact thing. The Nusach does not change according to the Tanakhama. The Nusach is Nevarech Elokeinu She'achalnu Mishlo. Does not make a difference. Once you come to 10, you've already come to the maximum. Period. This ends the opinion of the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. Now we come to a new Tana. The Gemara is going to explain this according to the Maskana. I'm telling you the Gemara. I am explaining the Mishnah through the Maskana of the Gemara. Now we are going to learn a new Tana. The Tana disagrees. I disagree. I hold that the Nusach of the Bracha, of the Zimun changes based upon how many people you have. If you have 3 until 9, it's Nivarech She'achalnu. When you get to 10, you say Nivarech Elokeinu. Next, when you get to B'me'ah, when you get to 100, the Nusach is one, then you say Nivarech Hashem Elokeinu. Then you say Hashem, you don't just say Elokeinu, you add Yudke Vavke Hashem Elokeinu. B'me'ah v'hu, Oimer, when you have 100, 101, so they do not need you, then you command them, you, Baruch Hu, you do it, you do not need me. Omer, you say, Me'evu Omer, you say, Baruch Hu. The Elef, when you come to 1,000, Omer, you say, the Elef, Omer, Yivarech, La'ashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael. So when you get to 1,000, the Maila is you say not just Elokeinu, not just Hashem, but you also say Elokei Yisrael. BLF, when you have 1,001, Omer, you say Baruch Hu, period. Now we come to Biribo, when you come to 10,000, Omer Nevarich Lashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzivakos Yoshev Hakruvim. Now it's interesting, you come 10,000, you add two more titles. You just don't say Hashem, Elokeinu, you don't just say Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Now you add also Elokei Tzivakos and Yoshev Hakruvim Al Hamazon Shuachalnu. The Riboy Vuhu, and you have 10,000 plus 1, 10,001, Oimer, then you can say Baruch Hu. Period. Okay, it's that concludes the Gemara. So according to the second Tana, the Nusach of the Bracha changes based upon the number of people that are present. And there's a difference between 3, 10, 100, 1,000, and 10,000.
That's what we passed?
No, we passed like the Tanakhama, that once you get to 10, you say Elokeinu, and that's the way it stays. So even if you're in MetLife and you have 90.
Like that.
What?
Every case like that, I mean, they didn't have the same mashash.
100 people. The Gemara says the story where they had 100 people. They for sure had.
Don't understand what you're saying.
10,000, why not? We don't know. A lot of things have been lost. History has been lost from us. The Jewish people were never good historians. It was not a big thing. Josephus was one of the first historians. He was a questionable, exactly his background. That's a discussion. I heard a shiur recently. I heard a shiur about the Jews. They were not historians. The history that we know about with Thapak took place 1,000 years ago is only known incidentally from Kinnus, and from Piyutim, and from like these very obscure sources. No one sat down and wrote chronicles of this is what happened in this year. Even though it's not, it's something we have in Sefer Melachim. Yeah, you have in Nevi'im, you have okay, now cost about Sefer Divrei Hayamim. Now that doesn't mean Divrei Hayamim. Sometimes it means Taka Divrei. Sometimes it means there were scribes who recorded exactly what happened. But after the time of the Nevi'im, during the Middle Ages and before that, like I don't know, it's just an interesting thing that Jews never had an interest in recording things that were taking place, and we do not know. But I'm sure the Mishnah's recording this, it must have been that there were situations where there were 100,000, 10,000, and the Nuscha Bracha would change at least according to this time. Let's go weiter. The same way, the same instruction that the Mavarach says, that is how people respond. They would respond, those that are sitting around by the table would respond, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzavokos, Yoshev HaKruvim Al HaMozoin She'ochalnu, period. Now we go to the next Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi, Oya Gluli, Oymer, Lefi Roiv HaKohol Hei Mavarachim. Now, this part of the Mishnah is an explanation. Again, we learned the Mishnah is not easy to read. I told you, I read you the Mishnah according to the Gemara's Maskana. Tanakhama says you don't change. Once you get to 10, it's a Nevarech Elokeinu. And that remains the same even when you get to 10,000. Then we have the second opinion that says it changes. It changes at 100, changes at 1,000, changes at 10,000. Now the Gemara is telling us who are the two opinions. Here they are. The second opinion is Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Omer, he is the second opinion that says that Nusuf changes from 10 to 100 to 1,000 to 10,000. Lefi, Roiv, Akohol, Hei, Mivorchim. It all depends on the number of people. If you have more people, then the Nusuf changes to El Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzavakos, Yoshev HaKruvim. Shenemar, how does he know this? B'makelois, in assemblies. Baruch Hu Elokim, bless Hashem, Mimikor Yisrael. Who from the source of Yisrael, referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the Makor Yisrael. And that, what does it mean? The Makor Yisrael refers to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the Makor. I'm not really certain how to translate. I take that back. We'll leave with that. You have to go to the pasuk. The Makilas Baruch in assemblies, bless Hashem, the Makor Yisrael from the source of Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mamatzim, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva is the Tanakhama, and he holds there is no change. When you get to 10, it's Elokeinu, and that's the way it remains even when you get to 10,000. How does he know that? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mamot Sin B'Beis HaKnesses. It's no different. The benching is no different than davening. And in davening, when you get an aliyah, if you're davening in MetLife and there are 92,000 people, it doesn't make a difference if they would be Kriyas HaTorah, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach. You don't change Hashem's name in Kriyas HaTorah, or anytime you say Baruch Hu, let's say Fadal Kriya. Baruch Hu, right? By Myrith, they said Baruch Hu. Do they say Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzavokos, Yeshayim HaKruvim? Did Rabbi Eliezer Ginsburg, did he say that when he said Baruch Hu? He didn't do that. Why? You did less mandapolik. By Baruch Hu, by Ma'ariv, you don't change in the Sechat Tefillah. Memeila Birchas HaMozen is no different. Leiplug, there's no chilu between Birchas HaMozen and Tefillah. Ma'amot Sin, the Beisak Nesesh, Echad Mechad Mechad Mu'atim, Oymen Baruch Hu Es Hashem, period. And you don't add Hashem's name, the Zel B'Zach, is when it comes to Birchas HaMozen. When you do Zimun. Then the Gemara says something incidental. By the way, you know, Rabbi Akiva, you made a mistake here. You said something very controversial, that when you say Baruch Hu, you say Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Is that what we do? No. What do we do? Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoirach. Blessed is Hashem who is blessed. May you be blessed, Hashem, who is blessed. Or you are the source of all blessing. You, Hashem, who is the source of who is blessed. The source of all blessing. So, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, no, Rabbi Akiva, you're right. I'm not arguing on your principle. I just want to let you know that when you say Baruch Hu, you're missing a word. You have to say the word Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoirach. Okay, so it's a complicated Mishnah. The Mishnah brings out two Yisoides. You start at Machlekes, just general change in Nusach, and we relate the two different opinions till we put names. We ascribe names. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi b'makelos Baruch Hu Es Hashem Rabbi Saglili b'makelos, and then Rabbi Akiva who disagrees, and his makor comes from the mina from Tefillah, and then we mentioned Derech Agav this machlokes when you say Baruch Hu is the correct nusach Baruch Hu Es Hashem period, or is it Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoirach? Now, by the number Amar Shmuel lo'oila mal yoytzi other esas min haklal. Very important you say it. Don't take it out of the klal. Very good for the service made tshuva. Tanaim in the Mishnah b'shloi shavuhu. The Gemara never, always le'olam. Whenever it's le'olam, it's a very stark lashon. Le'olam means never, ever. Don't ever tamper, no matter what, under any condition. We once heard a drasha for teaching the word le'olam in Chazal. Le'olam is a very stark word. Never, ever be mitzim in a klal, no matter what. Tanan, kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says when you get to four, what do you say? Baruch Hu Es Hashem shechalnu mishalom. Baruch Hu Es Elokeinu Shechalnu Mishalom. But you might see me in a klal. When they were 3, 2 plus 1, you said Nivarech, because you need me. You can't do it without me. But when you get to 4, you don't need me. You don't need me. You could do Mimela Baruch Hu, you. But what about you? You also ate. Number 4, the one that God honored, he also ate. He also needs to thank Hashem. He is being mighty atzim in a klal. So have a kash on this principle. The Mishnah says very, if there's only 2 plus 1, you need him. Mimela, he can't be mighty in a klal, because if he disappears, the whole thing falls apart. Nivorech. But when there are 4, then you don't need me. Mimela, the nusach is Baruch Hu. You do it. You don't need me.
So you're saying
the
same thing by the
test. Yeah. It's the same as Zakasha. Exactly. The whole mission says right. Exactly. So the mission says when you have 100, then you say Nivarech. When you have 101, Baruch. When you have 1,000, Nivarech. 1,001, Baruch. 10,000, Nivarech. 10,001, Baruch. Same as Zakasha. It's not. Bishloisha, v'hu ime Baruch. So we have a kasha. You told me le'olam ein moitzatz min haklal. He said you are moitzatz min haklal. The Gemara answers ema af Baruch Hu umikol makan nivarech ad. If you're right, when the Mishnah says Baruch Hu, the Mishnah does not mean, do not be misled, but that's preferred. No, that's not preferred. It means b'di'avet lechatchila. When there are 4 people, you should properly say nivarech elokeinu shechalnu mishaloi. But in the event that you made a mistake and you said Baruch Hu Es Elokeinu shechalnu mishaloi, you did not say nivarech b'di'avet. Because they don't need you. They are independent. But you have done Navera. You have done something that's not proper because you were Moitzi Atzmai Min HaKlal. Ema, you're right. It means Af Baruch Hu. B'diyev, if you say Baruch Hu, B'mikol Mokam, Nivarech is odd. If Yama Rav Adda Barahava, Ami Be Rav, I'll show you right. This thing on the Raisa. Vav, if there are 6 people, let's say there are exactly 6 people in Nechlokin Adyut, then there's no problem. You can break apart. If you have 6 people sitting at a table, and you want to split 3 and 3, you can split. Vav nechlokin ad yud. Let's say there are 7 people. You could split into 2 groups, 4 and 3. If there are, you have 8 people, 9 people. Gezunte, it's split because you're not going to gain anything by having one group. If there's one group, if there's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, what would you say if you have one group? 3 through 9, what do you say? Eloi kenu. I'm sorry, I take it back. You say nevarich shechalnu mishlo. I'm sorry. You don't say elokeinu. You have 10 to elokeinu. Nevarich shechalnu mishlo. When you have 10 people, then you have a lokeinu. So there's no loss. But when you come to 10, you have one group. If you were to say nevarich elo 10 one is one group, you would say nevarich elo keinu. If you break into 2 groups of 5 and 5, no longer can each group say elo keinu. Each group only says nevarich shechalnu. Memelo, you're not allowed to downgrade. So here we go. So Tanya the Brice, what? Yes. That's Lachal Maisa. Tanya Vav, if there are 6 people, no big deal. Nechlokin ad yud, you can break apart until 10. Now here comes the Gemara's kasha. If you go into then the varich is adif, it makes sense. Mishamachin nechlokin. That's why when you have exactly 6, it's taka. There's no difference. When you have 6, he's saying the varich. When you have 3, he's saying the varich. Ela iamarta baruchu adif. It's better. Let's say when you have 4 people, what do? Then you say baruchu. When you have 3, you say nivarech. How can you split? When you have 6 people, what are you going to say? If you learn like this, tzak, that baruchu is better than nivarech. If you have 6 people, then you're going to say baruchu, because the number one says to the 5 people, you five, you say baruchu. You don't need me. Now when we're going to split into 3, 3, we no longer can say baruchu. Each group has to say nivarech. You're downgrading the same way. You can't go down from 10 to. No, you don't say rabosai. You say baruchu. Yeah. Rabosai baruchu Hashem. Baruchu shechal mishlo. Exactly. The Mishnah says. Does the Mishnah? Rabosai baruchu. You bless shechal mishlo. Sheochloi mishlo. Sheachaltem mishlo. Baruchu sheachaltem mishlo. So if that's taka, better to say baruchu shechaltam mishlo. Then in a chanami, you go. Then you have a. Then how could the halacha be? How are you allowed to go from 6 down to 3, 3 when you have one group of 6? You're past 4. Past 4, you say baruchu. Now when you go down to 3, 3, you only can say nivarech. So you can't do it. The fact that we do allow you to break, go down from 6 to 3, 3 is a clear indication that even when you have 6, 6, adarabah, it's better to say nivarech. So now you're not losing anything when you go from 6 to 3, 3. When you have 6, adarabah, it's preferred to say nivarech. When you have 3, 3, it's also nivarech. So you're not losing. So it makes perfect sense. Elo yamar to baruchu adif. You're going to leave baruchu adif. Amay nechlok. And how can you go down? Elo lav shmamino nivarech adif. Shmamino. In the chanam, that's where it's maskon. Lo oil maltivish menat sibar. Nivarech is always better. Tadi nam yach. Nam reis of the sol bazach. Bein shama baruchu. Bein shama nivarech. Ein toivs nesel kach. Whether you, if you have 4 people, and if the mezamein says baruch or he says nevarich, don't make a big deal. Save your battles for bigger things. V'ha'nak donin. What's v'ha'nak donin? People that are makbit, medaktikin. It's a very unusual word. Nak donin. What does Rashi say? If there's a Rashi here, dav konim. What does it mean, dav konim? So I have here in my Gemara 2 different letters. One is giris esarich v'ha'nik ronim. Perish hamedaktik shaloi bedavar tzarich. Okay, it means someone that's medaktik. And the other one, people that are very medactic in things. Abriska, lamed ba'goyis. Hari le'avshalei etzad la'giv. Okay, it means people that are medactic. Toiv sinoy salakach. They get you. Okay, the briskas are going to get you for this. If you say baruch instead of saying nivarech, they're gonna give you a hard time. Connects. Umi birchaysav shel adam nikar im hu tal mechacham im lav. Now we go to a new sugya. From the blessing of the way a person says the bracha, when you give a chav, the person at the bench. And again, this is in time of Chazal, when there were no sidurim, nothing was standardized. So then people knew you bench. Not everyone was a baki, so you can right away see the person talmud chacham. You can see the way he benches. What does this mean? Rabbi Omer uvituvo hareze talmud chacham. If a person says uvituvoi, then without the mem means his complete goodness. Uvituvo chayinu. Nivarech Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishalo Uvituvo Chayinu. And with His good, Hashem's good, we live. Hashem's complete good. Hashem is not lacking, we live. But if you say, Umi Tuvoi, if the person that makes Zimzara, Nivarech Elokeinu, Shachalnu Mishalo, Umi Tuvoi Chayinu, we only live from a little bit of good. Hashem doesn't give us the full good. Hashem is not fully good. That's Apikorsis. That shows Harez that Bohi is an ignoramus. Omale Abayal, Rabdim, there's a Rashi over here, on this, Umituvo Rashi says, Umituvo Hare Zebor Shemimayit Be Tigmulov Shomokam. You say that Hashem does not give reward. Hashem, what? Don't worry. Hashem does not give reward. Demash Madover Muat Kidei Chaim. Hashem just gives a small amount. Vaita. Gemara says Vaksiv Umidol Harizabur. Oh, only about Ravdimi Vaksiv, but it says the pasuk Umi Birchay Secha Yivareich Beis Avdecholi Olam. So here we have a pasuk in Shmuel, and here it says Umi Birchoscha. There's a man from the blessings of Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yivareich Beis Avdecholi Olam. David Hamelach here is being that saying she was David. She was no, it's not she was David. Here the pasuk is Umiatohol Yivareich Beis. Okay, this is a tila. Okay, I'm not exactly sure who's saying this tila. Give me half a second. Yaksiv, David was Mavakash. David was Mispalel. Okay, here is a pasuk where David was Mispalel. And David asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umi Birchoscha Yivorech Beis Avdechol Le'olam. From your blessings, may your servant be blessed forever. So here we see the word, when David was Mispalel, he said, the man, Mi Birchoisav. And David is not a boor, Chas Shalom. So the Gemara is a very important yisoid. B'she'el shiny. When you're making a request, don't be a chazer. Ask just for a little bit. Don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, I want $1 billion. Hashem, I just need, just give me enough to survive. My needs, my basic needs. B'she'el shiny. But Birchas HaMoz is not she'el, it's shevach.
The minute you know you have $10 million, you feel, you sleep much better.
Mi she'esh le'mon, it's a Masai.
That's when the
daigas first begin. Okay. So b'she'el shiny. When you're making a request, don't ask, that's not derech eretz to ask Hashem, give me the world. A little bit. But when you give shevach to Hashem, oh, shevach, you say, Hashem, you give me everything. The Gemara says, oh, b'she'el nami k'siv, but it says, b'she'el nami k'siv, harichev picha, widen your mouth, amaleu. So therefore, it means, ask everything you can possibly ask. The Gemara says, the meridik yisoyda, who be divrei Torah k'siv. Unbelievable. Divrei Torah. When you daf, when you misfalel for siyat d'shmaya in Torah, and you're a Shemayim, then you ask for the whole world. You ask for billions. When it comes to Gashmi, it's only ask for a little bit. And they say, Taka, they say that, I think Chaim Kanias, a lot of people don't say is that, when you mispalel for Ruchnias, Muftach, Hashem will answer your tefillos.
Will answer.
It's very easy to get for Hashem to answer for Ruchnias. Very easy. Gashmias, you need big schosim. You ask. But really, you mispalel, you want to be zecha to siyat Hashmaya in Torah, chidushim siyat Hashmaya in mechadish Torah, and to accomplish the limi masmid. Very easy. If you really mispalel hard enough, you'll get it. You have to want it. That's not the problem. B'divrei Torah k'siv. Ahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. Tanya in the Brisa. Rabbi Rami says another example. B'tuvo choyinu. We live. You include yourself, Harez et Talmud Chacham. But if you say Uvituvo Chayim, you don't say we. And with your goodness, Hashem, there's life. You give life to the world. But not me. I don't need you, Hashem. I have my own source of life. You give life to the world. Harez Bur. If you say Chayim, that's a bigger shvach. The Gan's Olam. Uvituvo Chayim. So there are 4 billion people in this world. The Gan's Olam, 5 billion people. Chayinu, just us. 5 people sitting around the table. What's the biggest shach? To say that Hashem provides parnasa for 5 billion people or 5 people? So Nehablai says it's better to say v'tuvo chayim to the God's oilam But the Gemara says no. It's each has a mile in Chasaran. The mile of saying Choyinu to be Koyal yourself is a mile. The last Hilchas Kina Harboloi. It's better to say Choyinu to be Koyal yourself in the Shevach. Next, Amar Rav Yochanan Nevarich Shachalnu Mishlo Harayz Etam Chacham. Bite. And the Brisa says Shachalnu Mishalof Nashem Mishaloi from the Ribayin Shaloi Lam. But if you say lemi, if you add the word lemi, then those three letters, lemi shachalnu mishaloi, hareze bur. Why? Because it sounds like you're praising the balabais. Like nevarich, let's bless lemi to the person that paid for this meal. You come to someone's house, he pays for the meal. Lemi shachalnu mishaloi. The balabayis. So therefore, it's not a good idea. Don't need the word lemi. Really? What about the Haggadah? Lel Tzedek. What do you say in Haggadah? V'armin, we say lemi. Yitaka say lemi. She'osso la'vaseinu v'lonu eskol hanisim ha'elu. The nusach of the Haggadah is to say the word lemi. And there no one has any complaints. The Gemara says no. When you're dealing with nisim, there's no one's going to make a mistake. It's clear as day the word lemi refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam because they're dealing with miracles. So therefore, it means Hashem. Man of Nisei, Kutsha Brichu. But here, when you're dealing with Birchas Hamazon, lemi can make a mistake. Don't let it explode. Be careful. When you say lemi, it can refer to lemi can make a mistake. It refers to the Balabais. Therefore, it's not a great idea to say lemi when it comes to Birchas Hamazon. But let's say you say, so it refers to she'achalnu, we have eaten from Hashem. But if you say al hamazon she'achalnu, hareze, because it sounds like you're blessing the bread. Nevarech elokeinu, nevarech al hamazon she'achalnu. We will bless the bread. It sounds like you're blessing the bread. When does it sound like you're blessing the bread? When there are only 3 until 9, because then you don't mention Hashem's name. Nivarech al hamazon shechalnu. Let us bless on the bread which we have eaten. So it sounds like you're blessing the bread. You're attributing some divine power to the bread. But avol be'asara, once you get to 10 people, when anyway you have to say Hashem's name, nivarech Elokeinu al hamazon shechalnu. So then once you get to 10, there's no harm in saying the words al be'asara dika shem shemayim mukhamilsa. There is no harm. Kidetnan kenyan shu mivarech kenyan shu mivarech kachayin achrav. We find this idea. We find that there's no harm in saying al hamazon, because when it comes to, it says in the mission, when it comes to 10,000 people, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzavakos, Yosef Hakruv Al Hamazon Shechalnu. So we see that in the opinion of Yosef Aglili, when he wants to illustrate the Shinu, different shame, name, shameless of Hashem, when you have more than 10 people, the example he gives, the Nusach is Al Hamazon Shechalnu. But did we not just learn one line ago that if you say Al Hamazon Shechalnu Hare Zebur, it sounds like you're blessing the bread? Teretz says that's only until you get to number 10. When you get to number 10, since then you are already mentioning Hashem's name, it's clear that when you say Al Hamazon Shechalnu, you're not blessing the bread, you're blessing Hashem for providing you with the bread. Next, Echad Asar Yechad Asar Riboy. Now, I told you the Mishnah according to the Gemara's Maskana. Because I told you, you have to break up the Mishnah. You have to add a lot of perush into the Mishnah. It's a very hard Mishnah. If you don't know the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara now, let's make believe we forgot everything I told you. And we'll read the Mishnah, so it doesn't make any sense. First, the Mishnah says, when you get to 10, you say, Elokeinu. And whether you have 10 or 10,000, you say, Elokeinu. And then the Mishnah says, but if you have 100, then you say, Hashem Elokeinu. What are you talking about? You just told me one line ago that if you have 10, there's no. That's it. It stops there. Echad Asar v'Echad Asar Riba Hagufa Kasha. There's a contradiction in the Mishnah itself. Amarta, first you say in the middle of the Mishnah Echad Asar v'Echad Asar Riba Alma Ki Hada. There's no difference. V'Hadar Katani. Then the Mishnah goes on to say B'Meya. When you have 100, you say as follows. You say Hashem Elokeinu. The Elef Oimer. You say different. You say Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. B'riboy yisei Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzavakos Yoyishev HaKruvim Oymer. So what's going on? I'm Rabbi Yosef Loikasha Hore. So here's the answer which we explain in the Mishnah. Loikasha Rabbi Yosef Aglili or Rabbi Akiva and Chanami, the two parts of the Mishnah, the two different opinions. Ditnan Rabbi Yosef Loimer Lufi Rav HaKol Him Avarchim Shnema B'makilis Baruch Elokim in different assemblies of Blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first opinion. That's the second opinion. And the first opinion is Rabbi Akiva, who says there is no difference. On Rabbi Akiva Mamatzin the Bereis HaKnesh. Rabbi Akiva says, no, there's no difference. What's he intend? You say Elokeinu. And that's going to be consistent with the very end. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Akiva says, Mamotzinu, the Mukar from Rabbi Akiva comes from the Sakness. When you make Baruch Hu, there's no difference. Rabbi Akiva, high quad, Rabbi Yosef, Gulli, my Avalei. So now the question is, but wait a minute, how can Rabbi Akiva disagree? Rabbi Yosef, Hagulli has a pasuk b'makelois. In each kehila, each type of group, that requires its own bracha. What then will Rabbi Akiva do with that pasuk? My Avalei, with more answer, Miboyle, Lichlet, Hanya. How do you know that even the babies, even the fetuses in their mother's womb at the time of Chris Yamsa said Shira, Shenemar b'makelois assemblies. Assemblies refer to the entire Klal Yisrael when they cross over the Yamsov. Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem in Mekar Yisrael. So he focused on the word b'makar. The Mekar is the source in the womb. The womb. In the womb is where the baby said Shira. So when Klal Yisrael was one kehila, Oz Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael, who sang Shira even Mimakar Yisrael, that's what he means the pasuk for. The Idoch. What about the other man? What about Rabbi Yosef Lili Taka? How do you know that the Ubarim sang Shira? So how? But he already used the pasuk the Makelois to teach us that each type of group requires a different nusach. The Idoch, two drashas. What's the kasha? It says the Makelois. Each type of tzibur requires its own nusach. And it also says Mekar, so what's so terrible? You have two different drashas. Idoch, Mekar Nafka. Fine, so he has two drashas. One man, there's only two. One holds, there's only one drasha. One holds, there are two drashas. If we can break up the word Mekar from the word Makilas, according to Mekar, says we can break it up, two drashas. Other says, no, it's all one unit, it's all one pasuk. You only can make one drasha. The pasuk is teaching us the halacha of Ubardim. Memele, it's not available to teach us that different groups make different brachas. Amar Rabba, halacha Krabi Akiva. Right, you asked me this question. What's your name?
Yosef
Shmuel?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Lou.
Halacha Rabbi Akiva. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva that says what? That you make how many brachas? You make only, there's only one nusach. Once you get to 10, you say Nevarech Elokeinu, and that's where it stops. Ravina Maisa Shahoya, Ravina Maisa Rav, Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi, Iklu Lubereish Kalusa. They went to Reish Kalusa, Kom Rav Chama Vakomahadar Abei Meya. They were benching. They were counting. They had 90. They were looking, maybe we can find another 10. They were looking, they were trying to make a mezumen of 100. So why? Obviously, he wanted to say, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. He wanted to say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, not just Elokeinu. Amar Ravina, what are you doing? Lo tzrichas, not necessary. Hochi Amar Rava, Halach Rabbi Akiva. There's no Maila in 100 over 10. Amar Rava, Ki Achlinan Rifta Beresh Kalusim. When we ate bread by the Beresh Kalusim, Baruchim Gimel Gimel, now there was a very large group. Okay, let's assume now, for argument's sake, there were 100 people. There were 1,000 people by the Beresh Kalusim. We broke up into groups of 3. And we benched. Are you talking 3? But if you bench with 3, you can't say Hashem's name. If you have 100, you can say Hashem's name. Mevarachim and Gimel Gimel. Why are you doing that? V'levarachu Yud Yud. But you have 100 people. You lay Hashem's name. He says, no, it would be disrespectful. It's a murder Gemara. That sometimes, this is a Gemara that Mishum, like you erase Hashem's name for Shalom Bayis. That's mamash what you're doing here. Because if you're going to say Shama Reish Kalusa the Ikpit, if there were 100 people sitting there by the meal, 10 people said it's late, we got to go home now, right? We have to leave early. If 10 people are going to splinter off from the 100, they're going to, 10 people is a significant size. The Reish Kalusa is going to notice that there are 10 people over there. There are 10 people over there that are doing their own thing. He's going to be insulted. He's going to be makbid. Why aren't you paying attention to what's going on here? Why are you splintering off into your own group? But if you only have 3 people doing their own thing, that's not noticeable. It's the only small group. It's not going to make such an impression. The male, it's kedai, not to bench with Hashem's name, to bench only 3 people, and lose out. What? Not the whole place. Only small groups of people are doing this. And not say Hashem's name, because you're allowed not to say Hashem's name, Yishom Shalom Bayis. So here also, if you're going to bench 10 people, it's going to be a group. The Reish Gluz is going to be insulted. There's going to be a pegim in Shalom. The male, it's better to break up only into groups of 3, and that way he's not going to figure out what's going on, even though you're losing Hashem's name. Hashem is meichel on his name when it comes to Shalom. Unbelievable. Gemara. What? Only by the Reish Gluz. Reish Gluz, you could apply this, I guess, in modern times. I'm sure, you know, people get insulted very easily. Yeah, I'm sure you can figure out some applications for this as well. Shalom Reish Gluz of Ikbet. V'nif ku b'ruchas Reish Gluz. What's the big deal? Why are they breaking off into small groups? Why don't they just listen to Reish Gluz? Reish Gluz on the whole bench. They'll all hear. Teretz says, "Idi avshe kuliyam lo shami." It was the group was a very large group. It was a very large group, and they couldn't hear the Reish Gluz. There were so many people. When he would say "Nevarech Elokeinu shachalnu mishlo," the people at the end of the table couldn't hear. So they had a bench on their own. So therefore, it wasn't a solution to bench in one large group. They had to splinter off. But it was not a good idea to splinter into groups of 10-10, because then he'd get insulted.
He wouldn't get insulted. No,
he would get insulted. That's the mitzvah. So you buy a tish, and you have to, you know, in the shul, when people start going downstairs and make their own minyanim, it's a very big problem. When you have a big shul, and people split, they start making their own minyanim, it's a pegima in the covet of the shul, the covet of the rav. So that's why they did not want them to make, the Gemara is telling us not to make a big minyanim. It was very noisy, they couldn't hear the Reish Gluz. The male, they had him bench on their own, but they had to be careful not to bench in large groups of 10, because that would be a pegima, he would be makbid. Only bench in small groups of 3. Next. Amar rab, amar rab, amar rabba tois fa'a. Nu alocha hani gimel dekrichi wifter b'hadi adadi v'kadim chaminayu baruch l'dayte. Nu gemara, 3 people bench together, are eating together. If they're eating, they have a chiyuv to be mezamin together. They have a chiyuv to be mezamin, but one person decides to bench on his own. He jumps the gun. I'm not waiting around for you, 2 of the people. I'm going to bench now. And he benches. So now the other 2 people finishing, and they want to do zimun. So they can join, they can tell him, you answer. Join us, since we all ate together. The other 2 people can now say Nivorech Shulchan L'Mishlo, and the 3rd person who benched already can answer Baruch Shulchan L'Mishlo to Rochayinu. And when he answers, the 2 people were Mekayim the mitzvah of Zimun, but the 3rd person is not Mekayim. Once the 3rd person benches on his own, he permanently loses the ability to be mezamin. There's a mitzvah of Zimun because he benched. Zimun, the mitzvah of Zimun, no. He's only good enough in order to join to the other 2, that the other 2 can be mekayim their obligation of Zimun. But once the number 3 benches privately, he has forfeited his ability to be mekayim the mitzvah of Zimun for himself. But he's still available that the other 2 people can be mekayim their mitzvah of Zimun when he will join with the other 2. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Roman sense on the words of Gemara. Amar Rabba Tois, Amar Rabba Tois, Hanei Gimel, 3 people. The Karchi Rifta Bahadi Adadi. They eat together. The male is the chi of Zimun and all 3 together. The Kodim Chaminai, Ubarachani Benj Ladaiti on his own. Inun, so number 3, it's a given, loses. He's finished. He's a goner. But Inun, the other 2 people, Nofkin can still be Mekayim their obligation of Zimun, the Zimun the day when number 3 will answer, even though number 3 already benched. But Ihi, number 3, that benched prematurely, like Nofik b'Zimun d'tu, will not be able to be yotze the mitzvah of Zimun any longer, even though he participates in answering to the other 2 people. Once he already has benched, it's over, it's too late for him not in the kind of mitzvah of Zimun before afterwards. Rabbi Shmuel says the bracha that you're supposed to make is Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoyroch, not Baruch Hashem, but Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Like we do today, we say HaMevoyroch. The Gemara has a story. Rafra bar pop ikla lebei bekenisha the avi gibar. It was a shul, like today you have all different types of Lev Avram. There's a shul called Avi Gibar. That was the name of the shul. Kam kara besifra. He got an aliyah. Okay, so it wasn't Baruch Hu, it was the got an aliyah. The Amar Baruch Hu es Hashem, period. The Ishtik, he was quiet, he did not say V'loyama HaMavarach. Av Shu Kulyalma, everyone started to scream at him. How dare you? Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMavarach. They said to him, so they said, Amar Rava, Pas Yuchma, you black pot. He had a dark complexion because he did not eat well. He was so busy learning Torah. His face became dark because of his asmada, so he called him a black pot. Plug Sulamlach, what are you getting involved in a machlekes? The Rav from Paskins, end of the Mishnah, you say Baruch Hashem HaMevoirach. So why are you following a Das Yochid and saying Baruch Hu Hashem and not saying the extra word HaMevoirach? Besides the fact that why are you getting involved in the Machlokes, Ha Nohug Alma Kerebi Yishmol. It's the Minug. It's the, even though maybe you'll go and you'll find me to know the Halacha really is more correct, like the other man, the Yomar. Minug Mevatel Din. There's a concept. Minug Mevatel Din. Maybe you'll go and you'll tell me in Echnami, I'll bring you Rayas. Halacha should be Baruch Hu Hashem, and you shouldn't say HaMavarach. But look, Puk Chazim Ma Amadivar. The Olam is Noik Rabbi Shmuel to say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarach. Mimela, you follow the Minug. The Minug is always Koveya. Right. Nuk Sugya. Gimel Shach Lukachas in Roshon Lichalek. If three people eat together, they have a Kiv Zimun. You're not allowed to divide. You're not allowed to go do your own thing. You have to wait. In life, sometimes you have to wait. Einam Rashayim Lichalek. V'chein Dalad, v'chein Chamisha. If you have four, you have v'chein Chamisha. Vav, v'chein Chamisha. Period. You have to wait. You can't go splinter off. If not everyone has finished eating, you sat down to eat together. You have an obligation to be mezamein. You're finished. They're not finished. Too bad. Wait. Hashem can make it up for you. You'll catch a train an hour early, 2 hours early. We all know in life stories. Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you have to wait. Hashem has ways. You can save you. Can save you 10 years of waiting if Hashem wants. You have to wait. If three people are eating together, they have a chiv to be mezamein. One person finishes eating. I'm finished. The other two people will take another 10 minutes. Can I? Am I allowed to bench now and leave? I don't want to wait 10 minutes.
We do this all day long.
You're not allowed. Oynis, Rachmana Patre. If you want to bench alone, if you have the oynis, you have to go home, you have to go to work, you have to go to sleep, you have to take your kids, you have to go learn. There are exceptions. But if you have no good reason to leave, you have no good reason, you can take out your iPhone and you can play around on the iPhone.
Shabbos.
You have no good reason to leave, so Shabbos you have a safe. If you have no good reason to leave, you have what to do with yourself, you have toys to play with, and you're not going anywhere and you have anybody to go, you're not allowed to leave. You have a chiv of zimun. What gives you a right to leave? You have to wait. And the same thing is that there's going to be two and four or five. But when you get to six, three of us are finished. The other three people, they'll take them 10 more minutes. So good, we're not losing. You'll bench yourself, we'll bench. We'll send the varach and the kainah, you'll send the varach. No one's losing. The male, if you have zvav, nechlokin. If I'm with three of us are finished and you're not finished, we don't have to have bench together. Three will do it separately. Add that one until you get to 10. At 10, the asara ain't nechlokin ad chaf, because when you have 20, each one says, Elokeinu, neknu halacha. Shtei chavudas shayuichnu mevayisecha. You have two groups, like a restaurant. You have two groups. Vayisechad. Shtei chavudas shayuichlas vayisechad. Bizman shemitzasin royin elu as elu. If part of some of them, even though not everyone sees each other, but there's some bend, and someone from me can see that I have five, they have five, and we're one bayis, even though not everyone can see each other, because we're sitting in a way where we can all, but I can see, some of us can see each other, that's good enough. Bizman shemitzasin royin elu as elu, hare elu mitzdarfin with zimun, then they can all join together, they can say in the varech elokeinu, you can join for zimun. When you make a bracha on the yayin, this is the general halacha, don't make the bracha until you add the water, because in time of Chazal, wine was extremely strong. It's not shaykh to drink regular wine. It's so powerful, it's like syrup. you have to add wine, water. You add 3 parts water or 4 parts water, different minhagim, different types of wine, or 2 parts water or 3 parts water, whatever it is. So l'chora, you make a bracha, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri HaGafen, on the real yain, and then you add the water and then you'll drink it. No, that's a mistake. You first add the water and then you make borei pri HaGafen. Ein no. Hold, you can make the bracha, no problem. You can make Bar-Pri HaGafen, and then you add the water, and then you drink. You can add the water afterwards. Now we go back to the Gemara. The Mishnah tells us the halacha that a given 3 people that eat together have to bench together. You're not allowed to leave. My komash melon. What's the chiddush? We know this. Gimel shachlu b'kai kai ka'achas chayel muzamin. The Gemara ends talking komash melon. This is very important. This is a complicated halacha. This brings out a big yisod in the halacha of Zimun. Gimel sheyashu lechol ka'achas v'dayim loy achlu einem reshayim licholik. If 3 people that ate together, sheyashu lechol ka'achas v'dayim loy achlu, this is the first, and they did not yet eat. In other words, they decided to sit together. According to some rishonim, it means they ate. They did eat at least a mashahu. They sat down to eat together. Let's select those who are showing them now. They sat down to eat together, and each one took a teeny mashu. They washed, like you know, by you wash on loaves, you have little teeny pieces of bread. So, but no need a kazayas. No need a kazayas. So I need a kazayas, not mechuyif to bench. No. Chiddush. Since you were kriveyati together, and you were toyim a mashahu, even though it's not a kazayas, the zimun begins. You mechuyif now, you're not allowed to leave. That already, that's a very tremendous chiddush. That's one chiddush. Another chiddush. Lishna achrina. Another chiddush. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel, Hachi Katani. Gimel Shiyashu Lechol Kachas. Afal Pish Shakol Echad V'Echad Eichel Miki Karoy. Even though each one is eating from his own loaf of bread, Einim Mishem Lecholik. Even though they're not eating from the same like by a Shabbos. One big challah, and you give everyone a slice. Of course, you have to. It's one. Let's say no. Everyone is eating their own lunch. You go to a restaurant. Everyone buys their own bread. No one's. You're not eating from one loaf of bread. Even there, there's a chiv. You're sitting together. You must be mezamen. Inami. Third chiddush. This is the hardest one. Third chiddush. Ki had Rav Huna. I'm a Rav Huna. Ked Rav Huna. Dem Rav Huna. Gimel shabo mi gimel chavuros einem reshayim lechalek. 3 people which came from 3 different chavuros cannot divide. Now this is as follows. I'll explain a little bit else, and then we'll read the Gemara a little more. Here's the story. There are 3 different houses. In each house, there are 3 people. So it's 3, 6, 9. And each bayis, everyone sits down to eat. 3 different groups. So each group has a chiyuv to be mezamen among themselves. The 3 in bayis 1, 3 in bayis 2, 3 in bayis 3. For whatever reason, oynis rachmana patre, they all, most of them work for a hatsala, and there's an hatsala call. So 2 people from each bayis leave in the middle. They go away in emergency. All you got left is 1, 1, and 1. Okay, so each one would bench. For whatever reason, they all pick up each. They all come together. They all come together
before benching,
and they're all now sitting together. They are mechuyif. They're not allowed to leave. Because even though they're not eating together, since each one, when they start, each individual bayis had a chiyuv of zimun, because they were 3, 3, 3, now each independent group has dissolved, but just because the group has dissolved, because of an oynis, each individual has a chiyuv of zimun. If each one has a chiyuv of zimun, come together with another person that has a chiyuv of zimun, even though they didn't start out together, they're not allowed to divide. They have to be mekayim their group zimun together. So one more time, the word inside, ki chod rav huna, rav huna, gimel shachu shayi b'ushah ba'u, that came mi gimel chavurais, einam rashayim l'cholek. And now they come together. Now the Gemara explains, rav chitz v'hud shabu, they come. Each one came originally from a group where there was a chiyuv of zimun. Shabu mi gimel chavurais shal gimel b'nei adam. Omar Rava, V'loy Amoron, Elod Le'agdimu Hanach V'izmon Alayi B'duchtayu. Of course, it goes without saying that's only where each original group did not get bench. So they have not yet fulfilled their obligation. Aval Izmon Alayi B'duchtayu. But let's say one of the three groups. Let's say group number one already benched, and then that group dissolved, and then he found that number one finds himself with number with another one from group two and group number three. He can't be with Starif. Once you have already fulfilled your obligation once, it's over. It's gone. You can no longer, it's no longer resurrected. Once you bench once with the original group, you're finished. They didn't already bench. But let's say each one of the three groups already has benched, so then the obligation for that group has completely departed. It's over. It's not shaykh anymore to bench together once. Look at Rashi very quickly. Rashi b'masvul v'tab Rashi. Lo yamon el d'shlo yakdim l'chanach chavur sheparshu elu mehen v'izmon alay d'hanei kegoynim hoyu arba b'chol b'chol. Let's say there were four people in each chavur. A large group. There were four people. V'nishar b'chol achas kidei zimon, and you're now left with three. The aparshim halalu hoyu tshichim lot says l'shok, and the ones who left early need to go to Shuk Kaidim Shigamru Hachavuros, Esudasam, Al Izman Alai, the Hani Kagoyan Shinit Starful in Elu, Imohem, Lizimun, Kadisalel Kardin Lolayim Zamna Love, Berkhu Chavuros, the Elu Lohoyu Shan, Ela Kidei. In other words, there were four people, and one of them left, and the three people that remained benched together. Then the fourth person, even though he was not present at the time of benching, his obligation has disappeared. So there are three groups. Each one has four. And one guy leaves, a little bit different than I told you, different case. One guy leaves from each one of the three groups, and they all meet together. They all meet together in a new location. Four, four, four. One guy from group one, one guy group two, one guy group three. They all meet together. Since they all have upon themselves a chiyuv to bench, because they were part of a group of four, and now they meet, they have a chiyuv to bench together. But let's say after this guy left, before the mezamin, this group benches. The three remaining people bench. They already benched. That takes away number one's obligation. So number one, even though he did not bench together with them, they already benched, that group already benched, he is already out. So he can no longer be mitzdareif with number two and number three to bench. Because he came from a group, and that group already has benched, even though he was not present when they benched, their benching already has taken away from him his koyach to be mezamei.
See many times, so she's sitting in a house and said, I'm going to bench in this medrash.
Because you have kavana. If you have to have kavana, that you're going to be mesayim, yesud, and you have to have kavana. That's a different halach. Let's go weiter. New Gemara. Omar Rava. How do I know this halacha that if you leave, it's too late. That if your group has benched, you cannot be mitzvah from the following halacha. Tanan, meet a bed. A bed is tamei. It's made from leather, made from any type of material, so it's tamei. Let's say the bed is broken into two pieces, so it's no longer complete. It's nishbar. If it's broken, then the tumah departs because it's no longer sholem. Meet a shenigma that was stolen. Chetz, only half of the bed. Aisha of the chet, half was lost. Aisha chalkua achin, it was divided, shutafim. Tehoira, because it's only half. It's no longer shalem, then the tumah departs without going to the mikvah. Hechaziruha, let's say unexpectedly it was returned. Mikabel is tumah, so now it's now susceptible for tumah. Mikanul haba. The Gemara makes a deek, Mikan Lahaba in Lamafre lo. Only Mikan Lahaba, but not Lamafre. Why not? Why don't we say that since now the two pieces have come back together, so the tumah, the old tumah, should be reinstated? Alma, what's the answer? Kevin, since the palgua, since it was broken apart, parach lo tumah, the tumah departed. What's Hachinami? Kevin, the Izmin Alayu, since they already benched on his behalf, that took off, that's the same concept. Once it has gone away, the koyach, the requirement in Mizamin has departed from the original source, that takes away from the person that departed, so to the person already, it's too late for him to for his koyach of zima to be reinstated when he comes together with a new group. Next, space chabulon two groups. If they see each other, they can be mizamin. What about the waiter? Tadol and Abayis and Yesh Shamash Benem Shamash Mitzvah. If the waiter is serving two different groups, and the Shamash, the waiter can join together two groups. A in the brachon, you don't make brachon yain until you go and get water. Turn up on yain and shloim nosim sechem mayim in brachon alav. Bari priya gofen. Ella bari priya eats. According to that account, after he only make brachon until he had water. The noilim mimenu liyodayim, and you can use it for, you can use it to wash your hands. It's not cold. It's you can use it to, what does Rashi say? The shame mayim alav. The neperus ba'al mamikri, it's called fruit juice. It's not cold yet. If it's not possible to drink because it's too powerful, it's too potent, so it's called fruit juice. The fruit juice can be used b'dievet for washing, cleaning your hands. But mishnasan l'sechemayim, then v'rochem alav bari priya gofen, and the einolim imen liyadayim, you cannot use it to wash your hands. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, v'achachomayim rim ben kach v'rochem alav bari priya gofen, even if you do not need water, the einolim imen liyadayim. Period. Next, kamanos zochodem reshmuel ois adam called tzoch bepas. Who is the Torah that says a person can do all of his needs? And you're allowing over here to, you're allowing a person to use yayin. A person can do all of his needs with pas. You can even clean his hands. Kiman ki Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer says that yayin, that you have not added water, you can use it to wash your hands. How can you be mezalzel in something which has potential to be yayin? You see, it's not so terrible. You can use called tzrocha. The same way he allows raw wine to be used to wash your hands, he will allow bread also to be used. You can rub your hands on bread to wash your hands. When it comes to a kashal brach, everyone agrees, she'ein mevarchim alav achin l'sechem mayim. You benching on yayin, or yayin by a mitzvah, you have to add water. My time bomb, Rabbi Yishaya, be in a mitzvah min ha'muvchor, ve'abon l'may chazi. How are you allowed to bench when it's not? Let's say it's not a mitzvah. How are you allowed to make a bray priya gofen on yayin if you have not added water? L'may chazi. Amar Rabbi Yoy, zera chazi likur riti. It's fit for a refuah. So it is, even though normally you would not drink this type of yayin just for thirst, but a wine that has not yet been diluted is fit for a medicine. So it is considered to be yayin to a certain degree, at least for refuah, and that's why you can still be yedid according to the Rabban and make a bracha boirei priya gofen before you add water. It is called yayin. It's not yayin. It's used for the average person for drinking purposes, but it is called yayin for refuah purposes. So it does have a shem mashke of yayin upon it, and that's why b'diavad you can make a bracha boirei priya gofen even before you add water. But of course, when it comes to yayin that's been used for a mitzvah, kashal bracha, for kiddush or for brismila or chasna, then even Rabban agree, mitzvah and hamufcha, you have to first add water before you recite boirei priya gofen. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos, and we shall see you on Sunday night.